President Trump's executive order on travel is having a chilling effect on businesses that rely on immigrant labor, like food service. Restaurant owners in New York City complain that even legal immigrant workers are fearful about what the president's immigration policies could mean for them and their loved ones. WNYC's Janet Badman reports on a restaurant movement that aims to help owners staff up and help workers feel safer.
Long hours, working weekends, working nights.
These right here are our gluten-free brownies.
From servers to line cooks to sous chefs, restaurant owners say they've been in the throes of a labor shortage that's only gotten worse since President Trump was elected. In a 2016 estimate, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics found that about a third of the restaurant industry workforce is Asian, Hispanic, and Latino, and more than half are women. Restaurant owners wanted to symbolically show their support for workers who fear the Trump administration's immigration policies. So they joined with labor advocates and customers at Collar's Restaurant on the Lower East Side Monday night to launch what they're calling the Sanctuary Restaurant Movement.
250 restaurants have signed on in the last 2.5 weeks.
Sanctuary's organizer, Saru Jayaraman, she co-founded a restaurant worker advocacy group after 9/11 called Restaurant Opportunities Centers United, or ROC United, along with Faikak Mamdu.
Workers are really afraid, and it's not like they are undocumented. They have their documents, but their look. Once you are labeled, doesn't matter if you are a citizen or not. My three kids, but they are afraid, and they were born in this country.
ROC United joined with Latino rights group Presente to launch the campaign. Establishments that designate themselves as sanctuary restaurants make it clear with a sign in the window that they're anti-discriminatory places. They support workers and offer Know Your Rights training, a guide to workplace rights for immigrants. The restaurants also agree to be safe spaces for immigrants and LGBTQ workers. James Malios owns Amelie, a restaurant on the Upper East Side. He signed on to be a sanctuary restaurant when he heard rumors circulating among his staff.
I know that I hear scuttlebutt in the hallways where immigrants are talking about people separating families, coming in the middle of the night.
Malios hopes to quell those types of rumors by becoming a sanctuary restaurant. He says he wants to give employees peace of mind, and he also wants to get an advantage to attract the worker pool he needs.
We hope that by making these types of declarations, that we will, by setting the best example, that we will be able to attract what's the best of what little pool is remaining.
Locally, the movement has the support of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, but national restaurant groups are not backing sanctuary restaurants. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.